Okay. To be honest, I don't remember exactly where we left off last time. I think we had spoken about what you do if you're a guest in someone else's house or in a hotel where you're not going to necessarily be doing all types of malacha, or maybe you think you're not going to be doing any types of malacha. Do you still need an Erev Tavshilin? So we discussed a number of shittos, and then I think I said that I wanted to share with you what Rav Asher Weiss said about this. For those guys in the morning WhatsApp group chat, I sent you a link, or really it's a PDF.
A long time ago.
Yeah, so Rav Asher Weiss Shlita writes with regard to this question, Nishalti pa'amim rabos. You have a person, he doesn't think he's going to do any kind of malacha. So let's take a more benign case. You're home, you're in your house, but you're invited out for both Shabbos meals. So what are you doing? You're not doing any malacha in your mind because you're eating out. So do you make an Erev Tavshilin? Do you make a bracha? He says, "Imhu malik near Shabbos b'vei." So, if you're going to light candles, so that brings us back to the previous discussion. Tzarech laniach erev tavshilin. Shari kvar nizbar er la'el. He also discussed this previously. Os beis shenahagu. Our practices, even though it's machlokas, nahagu lahachmir b'zeh. Ach mistab b'shol yivarech. But you're not going to make a bracha. The whole suffik brachos l'kula. But you won't make a bracha because the suffik brachos. Ubefrat sheikar das al shulchan aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion Shein Tzarech Erev Tavshilin B'Shvil Hadlokas HaNer. You don't make a bracha just you don't make an Erev Tavshilin just on candle lighting. You remember that goes back to the Gemara. We spoke about that. Ella Sheish La'ayin Shema Mitzvah on the Erev Tavshilin. Rav Asher Weiss says, well, maybe there's a mitzvah in and of itself to make an Erev Tavshilin. Shein Amos, even you're not making a malach, you're not going to be performing any malach. Shein Amos Kavin Lasos Malach HaKlal. Okay, so maybe it's not a mitzvah. Maybe it's not a mitzvah per se, but what you're doing is still a halachic activity, which will allow you to do malacha in the event that you want, meaning malacha that's otherwise acceptable for Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos.
There's no Erev Tavshilin on candlelight.
You remember we spoke about that? So now he says, Mavur b'mordechai. Maima mordechai. Dim ing b'daito levashel lefos o lahadlik es haner. In komitz on the achir tashin. Let's say a guy knows he's not lighting candles, for whatever reason. And he's not cooking, he's not baking. In komitz on the achir tashin. There is no mitzvah to make an achir tashin. Ve'ina yochel levarich. And you can't make a bracha. V'chein mashma mitshuva shol meshiv. Mahadura tanyana. Chila gimel. Sof simen. Yud. V'chein noktu shnei gedolei hador. Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein. V'hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. Ayin Shmir Shabbos. Perek Lamed Aleph. Ha'or Pei Gimel. D'b'chi Agav Nekivan Shein Mitzvah Lo Yivarach. So both Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal apparently were of the opinion that when there's no reason, quote unquote, to make the Erev Tavshilin, you certainly can't make a bracha. But Rav Asher Weiss himself offers the following. He says, Ulani is taiti nira, da'achin mistaber, da'bchi agav na'ina mitzvah ni achir tavshilin. You're not cooking, you're not baking, you're not lighting candles. Okay, so maybe you shouldn't make an Erev Tavshilin. So, de'lomatzinu shetiknu chiv Erev Tavshilin el lahatir es hamalachos. Mikomokom, im yirtzu lasos Erev Tavshilin. Let's say you want to make an Erev Tavshilin. Yachol levarech, you can in fact make a bracha. Da'al kolpanim, mahani ha'erev. It does work, it is something. You produce the halachic vehicle for allowing preparation on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If you change your mind, im yimlach b'dayto v'yirtzu lasos malacha, and he says v'samachti berosi shekein kasav agonav Moshe Sternbach yibado l'chaim tovim b'monin zman chelak zayin simin kuf chaf beis. He says Sternbach shlita takes that position that if a person is not sure that he's going to do any malacha, but it's possible, so then making an Erev Tavshilin would be appropriate, and one could even make a bracha on such an Erev. Okay, if you want, I'll forward this to you again, just so you have it. Yeah, you should have received it. Now, okay, yeah, fair. So that we spoke about, I believe, last time. I believe it's famously known that Reb Chaim understood the Erev Tavshilin to be matir all types of preparation from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So let's say a person's going to fold his talis after the second day of Yom Tov for Shabbos, that would be included in the Erev Tavshilin. I'll just quickly review some of those points and then we'll move further. So if you recall back in the Gemara in Beitza, we mentioned specifically the malachos of Bishol and Afia as needing... You got it?
I think I got it.
As needing... As needing the Erev Tavshilin. And regarding lighting of candles, for those guys that perhaps weren't here or might not remember, there was a machlokas we showed him regarding the lighting of candles. Does candle lighting require an Erev Tavshilin or not? First, it was really, I guess, a question how to understand the Gemara itself. But we saw that there were two opinions brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Yotes. Chaver says, Mishelo Erev Mutter Lahadik Ner Shal Shabbos. You can light Shabbos candles even without an Erev. B'yesh Ostrim. Chazon Avadia writes that, we know this, we mentioned this many times ourselves, that the rule is, you have Stam and Yesh Omrim, Halachik is Stam, means that the first opinion here is really the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch embraces himself, and that is that you really don't require an Erev Tavshilin for the purpose of lighting candles. However, the Mishnah Berurah there, and some of you may recall reading this Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Katan Nun Hei, Harbe Achronim Hiskim with the Iker Kadei Azu. It's true that as far as the Shulchan Aruch is concerned, you might not need an Erev Tavshilin for lighting candles, but many Achronim adopt the latter opinion that you do. Ulekach Anu Omen Ben Nusach, and when we say that text that comes along with the Erev Tavshilin, we say also La'adluke Shraga. We include the lighting of candles along with the rest of the things that the Erev Tavshilin will function for. Degam ze nitar al yedei ha'erev, because that's also made permissible through the Erev Tavshilin. Yeah, you could take a look.
Yeah.
Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Katan Nun Hei. All right, but he says nonetheless, Ela de imhiniach er velo amar ein asur b'dieved. But then maybe you should only light the minimal amount of candles and not light additional candles. Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, Sivkatan Nun Hei. Towards the end of the Sivkatan, he says, "I'm lohiniach klal aser dimhiniach erev lo amar in aser b'dieved." According to these shitos, if you didn't do it at all, right? If you did the erev but you didn't say lad luke shraga, that's not going to be aser because it'll be included. But if you didn't leave the erev at all, then you would not be able to light so many candles. Rakner echad mutter ladlik b'chol ofen. V'yish makilin k'day rishon al-hadlik kol masha rotza. And some say, no, you can light as many candles as you want, even without the Erev. And we mentioned last time that the better thing to do, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says, is either have someone else light for you, or l'chachil anochon sh'yakne l'acherim hem yadliku, or istapik b'ner echad, or have just one candle. Wow. Or just have one candle. Lit. Wow. Okay. Well, a little bit of a weather related issue here for those that are following along. Alright. So maybe one other issue here related to this is what we find in Siv Beis. Tav Kuf Chav Ches this time. Tav Kuf Chav Ches. Seif Beis. Tav Kuf Chav Ches Seif Beis. And here, Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Berav Shabbos Ein Ma'arvin Lo Erev Chatzeros Lo Erev Vitachumin Afil Im Hiniach Erev Tavshilin. So when Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, as it does this year, you don't make an Erev Chatzeros, you don't make an Erev Tachumin. And the Ramah says, even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, now an Erev Tavshilin won't help you to make an Erev Tachumin or an Erev Chatzeros. Why might that be? Why does an Erev Tavshilin not help to allow you to make an Erev Chatzeros or an Erev Tachumin? A couple of different opinions that have been offered on this matter. Mayan Avram in Sifkat and Beis, based on the Ran, says the Erev Tavshilin eino mater elot tzarchei su'uda. Mayan Avram understood that the whole purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is to allow preparation for the Shabbos meals. So not necessarily to do whatever you want on Shabbos, meaning you want to carry from one place to the other, you want to walk from one place to the other. So according to that understanding, we realize why Erev Tachumen, Erev Chatzeros won't be permitted by virtue of the Erev Tavshilin that you may have made. However, B'Kiv'Eger, on this Mayan Avram, says, L'chora ha'nira li'tein tamach. I'm going to give a different reason. The Erev Tavshilin in Amati Rakma, the Mutu B'yamto, L'asos L'tzarech Atzmo, Mutu L'asos L'tzarech Shavs. It's a little bit more technical. He says, the only thing that I'm allowed to do with the Erev from Shabbos to Yom Tov is something that I could do right now for, would it be that I was doing it for Yom Tov even without the Erev? So now I could do it for Tzorach Shabbos. V'gam de'efshe she'el Tzorach Yom Tov im yiklu lo orchim. Aval inyan Erev lo mashkachas davar zel Tzorach Yom Tov atzmo. There's no such thing. De'er chatzeros leheter Yom Tov Tzorach lios kodem Yom Tov, because you would need that done before Yom Tov. The Gam Hamaisa the Erev Bavada Inol Tzorach Hayom Delo Yatol Tov Biyomo Kivun Delo Hayom Ma'ariv Kodem B'chiyai Gavna Devada Tzorach Shabbos Hu Ein Erev Tavshilin Matir. So we have what it comes down to is Machlokas Nebetin the Magen Avram and Rikiv Eger, which Malachos would an Erev Tavshilin work to make permitted. According to Magen Avram, it's only Su'uda based Malachos, things that are necessary for the Shabbos Su'uda, and according to Rabbi Kiv Eger, it's maybe other Malachos that are not tied to the Su'uda, but they have to be things that I could do on Yontif, if I was so inclined, for Yontif's sake itself. Okay.
Only for Yom Tov.
Let's take a look at another interesting manifestation of this machlokas. Look at Tuf Resh Samach Zayin Si'if Aleph. Tuf Resh Samach Zayin Si'if Aleph. That's in Hilchas Lulav. In Hilchas Lulav this is talking here, Tuf Resh Samach Zayin Aleph, talking about the end of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. V'aser, Ramah says, V'aser lahachin miyom tov, would be aser to prepare on Yom Tov, l'tzorech leil Yom Tov. You can't prepare on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov. Right? That's the same thing as preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's the same problem. V'chein aser lahamin ha'shulchanos v'hasafsalim b'bayis l'tzorech ha'layla t'havi achana. You can't bring the tables and the chairs out of the sukkah and start setting them up inside because you need... You're going to need them inside because it's no longer Sukkos.
What? You can't do that?
You can't start setting up your dining room on Shmini Atzeres.
Okay.
When you would still be sitting in the Sukkah, right? You're still being sitting in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. So now, you take all your stuff out of the Sukkah and you start setting up your dining room. Well, when are you going to use the dining room? You're not going to use the dining room until after the day is over.
Right.
Because it's still Shmini Atzeres. You sit the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres.
Right.
And that's what the Ramah here says in the name of the Maharil. So what does this have to do with our Machlokas? So the Magen Avram over here says... Well, first the Magen Avram cites. Magen Avram cites, in a similar way, cites from the Maharil that it's Usser... L'cha peis Hasefer Torah Mishabbos LeYom Tov Mishum Hachana. And the Ramah here is mentioning Hachana. The Magen Avraham says, oh, there's another Hachana problem. You know what another Hachana problem is? You can't roll the Sefer Torah from Shabbos to Yontif. Presumably it would be the same the other way around also. You can't do it from Yontif to Shabbos. Let's say you finish the Kriyas HaTorah for today, and you know tomorrow they're going to need a different Kriyas HaTorah. So you'll roll your Sefer Torah to tomorrow. Okay, most shuls today have more than one Sefer Torah. Let's say you only have one Sefer Torah. So they finish the laning today, and then tomorrow is a different laning. So you'll roll the Sefer Torah to make it ready for tomorrow.
You can't do that.
So that's Hachana. That's being mechin on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Sorry, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiviger, right here says, when the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharil as saying it's usher to do from Shabbos to Yom Tov, he specifically says from Shabbos to Yom Tov, comes along with Akiva Eiger and says, oh, I see that the Maharil, as cited by the Magen Avraham, says that this is usher to do from Shabbos to Yom Tov. But it would appear, he says, Mashma mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos mutter. But it would be mutter from Yom Tov to Shabbos, one moment. How would it be mutter from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Very simply, it would be mutter from Yom Tov to Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin. We'll make it permissible on Yom Tov for Shabbos, he says, with a Erev Tavshilin. Now he quotes the Magen Avraham. One moment, I know you got a lot to say. I'm Magen Avraham, Tav Kuf Chav Ches, B'Shem Haran, I'm Mashak Asafti Sham B'Gilyon. So, what do you see here? You see the same machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiviger. What was the machlokas between Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiviger? Magen Avraham said, what's mutter from Yom Tov to Shabbos is Tzarchei Seuda. Rabbi Kiviger said, well, it doesn't only have to be Tzarchei Seuda. If you make an Erev Tavshilin, it will be anything that I could technically do today if I was doing it for today. But with the Erev Tavshilin, I could do it also for Shabbos. That was the machlokas. So here too, you see the same machlokas. Magen Avraham is saying, yeah, you made an Erev Tavshilin, but that's not going to help over here. How's that going to help you roll a Sefer Torah from Shabbos, from Yom Tov to Shabbos? You wouldn't be able to do that. Why? Because it's not Tzarchei Seuda. It's not Tzarchei Seuda, so you would not be able to roll a Sefer Torah from Yom Tov to Shabbos, even with an Erev Tavshilin. However, with according to Rabbi Kiviger, with his Svara, as long as I could do it today for today, then I make an Erev Tavshilin, I could do it for tomorrow, so I'd be able to roll a Sefer Torah on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So when you say, oh, Svarim do this all the time, presumably Svarim do it when they have an Erev Tavshilin, they're understanding like this. No, I'm telling you that it's not, I'm assuming it's with an Erev Tavshilin.
No, it might make sense, we might not
just make up an Erev Tavshilin.
No. Tafresh Samach Zayin Sivkot Hey, the Mishnah Brura here, Paskins like the Magen Avraham, that the reason why we have this issue is because Erev Tavshilin only works for Tzarchei Seuda, and therefore rolling the Sefer Torah would be a problem. It would be a problem even with the Erev Tavshilin. As we mentioned before, for those that just joined us, I think they say in the name of Reb Chaim that he understood, like the Magen Avraham, like the Rabbi Kiviger, that it was for other types of Hachana as well. But if you want to take a look at that Mishnah Brura, it's Tafresh Samach Zayin, Sifkatan Hey. In the middle there, he says, V'chein Asel Lechapis HaSefer Torah Mishabbos LiYom Tov, V'chein MiYom Tov LeChavero, and so too from one Yom Tov to the other. You don't do other types of hachana, hatzel samita, mishabas lachol. Obviously, that you can't do. Okay. Ad kan with that particular issue. Let's try just to get in one or two more main discussion points regarding Erev Tavshilin before we have to move over to something else? Another interesting application of this is in Chelek Gimel. Would you mind taking a Chelek Gimel? If you take a Chelek Gimel, you could see this halacha. In Chelek Gimel, it's Simon Shin Beis. Shin Beis. Sif Katan Yud Zayin. So here the Shulchan Aruch is talking about folding on Shabbos. In the middle of Sif Katan Yud Zayin says Umikomokom biyom tov shechaber Shabbos mutar lekapel taliso, you could fold your talis kishaposhto imhi chadash levana af she'ein daito lelav shabo b'yom, even though you're not going to use it again for today, when haynu kisha asa eruvei tavshilin dilav hachi havi asur lo lahachin l'tzorach machar kinkasa ve'al yirabah aval v'chidisha b'kivei egar hachiach daf belohim yachir tavshilin shari im hismucho l'shabbos. Right, that's a separate issue with Rabbi Kivei Egar, but setting aside Rabbi Kivei Egar, you see here that the Mishnah Berurah, I'm just going to leave this as a question, maybe to be resolved by others or at another time. Previously, the Mishnah Berurah went with the Mahalach of the Magen Avram. Mahalach of the Magen Avram was that you can't roll the Sefer Torah because Erev Tavshilin is only going to work for Tzarchei Seuda. It's only going to work for Tzarchei Seuda. It's not going to work for things that are not Tzarchei Seuda. So that's why you can't roll the Sefer. Rabbi Kivei Egar said, no, you can roll the Sefer because it works for anything as long as you can do it today. Mishnah Berurah here is saying, but with the Erev Tavshilin, you could fold your talis from one day to the next. Well, that's not Tzarchei Seuda. So that's just a question. I mean, it's good to know that psak, but it's a question because it appears to be something of a stira.
What's the whole thing? I thought, so he says you can fold your talis.
Can't fold your talis, but you can't roll the Sefer Torah. Even with an Erev Tavshilin, you can't roll a Sefer Torah from Shabbos, from Yom Tov to Shabbos.
And Erev Tavshilin does have to do with the talis, or you can just...
Well, you're telling me the Erev Tavshilin works to allow me to fold my talis. Why shouldn't the Erev Tavshilin work to allow me to roll the Sefer Torah from one place to the other?
So it only worked to fold your talis.
I'm not saying only, I'm just saying that this is one case they said is mutter, and the other case it is not. It seems to be something of a stira. Now this question is raised by the Shevet HaLevi. Rav Vosner in Chelek Gimel Simen Simen Samach Ches, he says he was asked by a Mosad Yelodim Gadol. It doesn't say if it's a yeshiva, some type of organization, I'm guessing group setting. B'shvuos Habalin Latova Shachal Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. There was another case of Yom Tov that came out on Erev Shabbos. Is it mutter them to do the dishes mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos? Can they're going to use the dishes on one day, on the next day that they use today?
Right.
So what would you say? Well, according to Bikiv Eger, should be Pasha, yes.
According, both opinions, yeah.
What?
Both opinions, yes.
Tzarchei Seuda. You'll say it's Tzarchei Seuda. Okay. Ki im yamtinu miladiach ad halayla leil Shabbos yeuchar Seuda Shabbos b'beis shos lekol apachos ad shidich hakos. Is that they wait, that then the meal is going to take an extra 2 hours till it starts.
Right.
Yoni staitish makom lahakel. Af ki pashat the gam hadachas keil meklal yisra chana miyom tov lecheveru miyom tov l'Shabbos. No, all things being equal, you couldn't do this from one day Yom Tov to the next, or from Yom Tov to Shabbos, because this would be Hachana. the Kayotze Bo Bemagin Avram, so Simon Tafir Samu Saim, Yikom Makom Ha, Kasa B'chayodam, Klal Tzadites, Klal Kufnun Gimel, Be'ah Shal Hakel, Ba'achanus Ka'ilo B'shinu Yaakal Panam Mutzorech, Vim Ki Kan Nira Dihi Tircha Gedola, Yikom Makom, Yishal Tzorech Gam, Hanachas Erev Tavshilin. With the Erev Tavshilin, you could throw in another Tzad to Mimiko, Ba'asha Kasa Magin Avram, Dolom Hani Erev Tavshilin, Dovar Dolo, the law of Hachanas Ochel, the way he understands the Magen Avraham is specifically Hachanas Ochel. So this is not really a Hachana of the Suda, it's a Hachana for the Suda, but it's not Hachana of the Suda. Mikom Makom Rikiv Eger, Begimel Makomos, and he cites them. Simon Shin Beis, Simon Tav Kuf Chav Ches, and Simon Tav Reish Samach Vav, which we've now seen all of. I think we've seen all of those, right? Shin Beis is the one we just saw. What was the one that we saw immediately before? Tav Reish Samach Zayin, I think it should be Tav Reish Samach Zayin, and Tav Kuf Chav Ches. Yes, we saw all of those as recently as today, right, Yitzchak? Right. Mikol Makom, Rebbe Kiva, in those three places, he says, is Meikil. Akol Panim, Aide Izashini, Efshel Lismach, Bozer Lotzorech Rabin. Ibra, Mesupak Ani, Im Lahati Lahem Kol Hadachas Kelim Kim Shagar Hutra Lahem Hachanazu, Orak Riboy Kelim Shagurim Ichor. Do I let them do all the dishes or only some, because to do them later is going to be such a delay? They say, okay, do some now, do some later. Avashah Rogil Hadiach Dafka Balaila Kelim Shagurim Ichor Rav Vahachi Yir Lachar. He says, I don't know, I'm more comfortable saying it that way, that they should do the ones that would cause the bigger delay now, and then do whatever they would typically do at night. Now he picks up on this stira in the Mishnah Brura, and just sort of acknowledges it. Stira being, Tav Kuf Chav Ches, Os Gimel, Kasav Stam, like the Ran, Deir Tav Shin Lo Mahani Rak Litzarche Su'uda, but in Shin Beis, Kos Val Yerabra, and the Mikiv Eger, that it helps also for the folding of the talis, just based dvarim stiroi inun. These two things are contradictory, and he doesn't really resolve them. Okay, there is going to be a special shiur from the Rosh Hashiva today at 11, so I would like to try to prepare with you a little bit for that. To that end, we're going to need a couple of Gemara's Rosh Hashanah, so I see one here. We're fortunate that we have that one. Hopefully there'll be one or two more in the other room, but I just want to mention one or two last points on the Erev Tavshilin, lest we don't have opportunity to talk about it again for a while.
What did you say, last?
Yeah, I did say that. So in Shulchan
Aruch, you just used to it already?
Yeah, the Mishnah Brura writes in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Katan Mem Ches. You won't have it because you have a Chel Gimel, but you should be able to see that Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Katan Mem Ches. That when you put aside the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov tomorrow, so that your cooking for Shabbos, so to speak, begins on Erev Yom Tov, and you merely are continuing it on Yom Tov for Shabbos, what do you do with that food? You just put it on a plate and.
What do you do with the food that you cook before Shabbos?
What do you do with that? So the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Sivkatan Mem Ches. See it, guys?
I didn't really say anything yet.
So
I don't follow the question.
It's not really a question, I'm just asking.
If you prepare food for a meal, why wouldn't you eat the food at that meal?
When do you eat it? That's what I want to know. When do you eat it?
Shabbos isn't good enough.
Yeah. So You should eat it, or the minig is certainly to eat it during the Suda Shabbos. Do you see that? Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Mem Ches. Want to read your talk?
Which book is it in?
Chelik Vav. You want to get me? I don't know. Okay, so in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Katan Mem Ches. The Mishnah Berurah says, thusly. Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's not in here.
Yeah,
someone tell me before. When you chelik hey, I said vav. We were jumping around. When you chelik vav. I'm sorry, chelik hey. Chelik hey. I apologize. I misspoke. That's why you couldn't find it. Tav kuv chav zayin sivkat and mem ches. This is the halachas of Erev Tavshilin.
Oh.
Of which there are many.
Okay.
Yachol ochol. Mikol mokom lechadchila nochon shenich oso lelechem mishnah ba'arvis v'shachris. It's nice to use the if you set aside a bread, if you set aside a roll or a complete loaf of some sort. So you should use it for lechem mishnah ba'arvis v'shachris. U'b'mincha yivtza olov. Sounds like you use it somehow for the lechem mishnah, and then I guess shal shudus. It sounds like you're saying that you would break it, but
you would break.
I mean, you would use it. You would use it at that point.
You keep it until shal shudus. That's the bread, and then the other thing?
You would eat that at some point, too. I mean, that you should eat it at one of the Shabbos meals. He doesn't make a point of saying when that should be eaten, but he's talking about the bread here. Now, obviously, if you cut both breads, like the minig here, and, you know, based on the Rambam and the Grah, you can break both breads, so you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to keep passing it from the morning meal, I mean the night meal to the morning meal, uh-huh. And then to shal shudus.
Supposed to cut both breads?
I didn't say supposed to. So that, you know, there's a shita like that. Many of them hold that way. People say al shteki karos is that you're breaking both breads
at each meal.
Yeah.
But not shal shudus.
That's a separate question. Whether you need lechem mishnah at all at shal shudus is a separate question. Okay. Really, nothing to do with Erev Tavshil. No.
Oh, okay. Well, it was related because.
Well.
You know.
Very loosely related.
So loosely.
Yeah.
Other than the
challah
connection, but
all right. One other important halacha, especially for those who are somewhat unfamiliar with the whole concept of Erev Tavshilin before today, is what we find in Siv Zayin. And I guess with this we'll conclude. This could really be a whole separate limud in and of itself. This is a Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah al kol adam la'arev. Every person. So in every household should make an Erev Tavshilin. And mitzvah al kol gadol ha'ir, the rav of every shtat, the gadol of every town, will make an Erev for his b'nei iro, al kol b'nei iro, kedei sheyismoch alov misheshachach onen as o sheheniach Erev ve'ovad. If they'll forget, or they were a case where they just simply couldn't make an Erev, or they made an Erev and it got lost.
Talking about Erev Tavshilin?
Yeah, Erev Tavshilin specifically. And the Ramah says, or an Am HaOretz simply doesn't know about Erev Tavshilin. About Misha Efshal Arev, but someone who knows how to do it and is able to do it and didn't do it, he just says, I'll rely on the Rav of the town. No, that doesn't work for him. He's called a Posheya, and he's not Yotze. But someone else who simply failed to make an Erev, I forgot about Erev Tavshilin, he or she, for that matter, can rely on the Gadol Ha'ir, who includes everyone in his Erev. Now, of course, within that, there's a lot of details. Well, that's
then he goes on
that would be an unfortunate situation. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and maybe before another upcoming Yontif, we'll fill in some of the other details regarding Erev Tavshilin. Okay, fellas, nice work. Let's now move into the other room with some Rosh Hashanah.